Stuart, congratulations first of all, John, in getting into the playoffs, and ultimately today, you know, at times Wimbledon had a bit of a go, but it was really pretty comfortable from 3 o'clock onwards, wasn't it?
Congratulations to the players. After all the nonsense and overreaction we had from last Monday, yeah, we were disappointing. Yeah, they let themselves down, they let each other down, me included in that. Three times this season, I think, in 48 whatever games, cup games, we've disappointed each other. Accrington at home in a cup, Shrewsbury away, and obviously last Monday. So the players deserve everything they've got. We ain't got the biggest budgets. I don't like talking about budgets. We're nowhere near a budget like we had last season. But it's not about that. It's about the togetherness, the desire, the work rate, everything, and obviously the quality of football at times. So I was so pleased for them to go out and put on a performance like that, again, on a lively surface. But, yeah, you know, you've got to take the rough with the smooth. And, you know, criticism of me comes off my back, was it? Off a duck's back.
Oh,
water,
yeah,
off a duck's back. Yeah, I'm good at cliches, aren't I?
Ducks are green, though.
Yeah, but so, yeah, but as I say, the players backed by a fantastic support again. And we set them a challenge at the beginning of the season when we had 9 men, didn't have a staff, didn't have a group, to go and see if you could emulate what you did last season to the boys that were there. You know, your Rorys and Darbs and Marsh and Macker and Clarkie and, you know, put Josh as well, so Meza. And, they've done superbly well. We know all the work's ahead of us now, we know that, but fantastic to look forward to what's going to be two great playoff games and hopefully a trip to Wembley.
Yeah, and you can't finish any lower than fifth now. It's looking probably like it'll be Scunthorpe, but we won't know for definite until next Sunday. You say you've immediately given all the praise to the players. Matt Kilgallen's been with us again today, and he's emphasised this every time he's been with us, the players' attitude, the desire and everything. Now, bear in mind, he's played at the very highest level, like you have in the Premier League, and he said to us a number of times, he's never known a squad like it. That has got to be something to do with what you've done here.
Well, listen...
Take some credit, man. Take some credit.
I'll tell you where I will give a credit as well. I'll give a credit to the staff the club managed to put together, because they're so diligent and everything they do. They've got a pride in the work, every member of staff. And it's a team. That's what it is, you know, the team behind the team. And then we've got the team in the stands. So, yeah, I was just really pleased that we went out today and put that disappointing performance... I think people sometimes don't think the players care and are bothered. You know, there was nobody more hurting in that dressing room last week than the players. Yet we underperformed. We didn't play well. We weren't good enough against a top class side. And when you're playing against top class side, that can happen. But we came out today and showed a good side to us. Attitude, application, desire, and a lot of good quality. So we move on. We don't look back. We've got to look forward, and that's... As the saying goes, if you look back, you'll never get forward, so we'll march on now.
Well, one thing I will ask you to look back on, how much pride do you take on the fact that this season, at home in the league, you're unbeaten? Only Tottenham out of the 92 clubs can say that.
Again, to the players and the supporters at backers, fantastic. I remember reading something a wee while ago saying that last year under Phil, I think they won the last 5 games on the trot. I think we've done the same. We've went out and won the... Yeah, look back, ifs and buts and... what may be is if we'd turn them draws into wins, etc, etc. But yeah, it's a great achievement. We would have liked to have won more and obviously not drawn as many, but it's a great achievement. It's fantastic, and it's all down, as I say, to the squad that we've got on and off the park, and the punters in the stands.
Pleased to get the job done today and get the win. Obviously we've got a game against Rochdale. You know, we've got to go there next week and also keep that momentum going, but one eye may be on the following Thursday as well, as far as team and performance are concerned. It's difficult, isn't it? It's going to be tricky.
Do you know, through sort of superstition and whatnot, I didn't know when the playoffs were. I didn't want to know. But I don't know, the lads have told me now it's Thursday and Sunday, and I'll speak to the owners and see what we do next Sunday regarding team selection, etc. There's this thing about finishing fourth or third or whatever it may be. Bradford's been up last twice, finishing sixth. Barnes went up last year, finishing sixth. I'm not saying we're going to finish, or we can't finish sixth now, can we? But we'll be ready. Wherever we are, wherever we go, we'll be ready for it.
No one's going to want to come here, though, are they?
I hope not. I hope not. But it's all about on the day, isn't it? And you're performing. And, you know, last season I remember watching, I was gutted, you know, 1-0 up against Millwall, and in a short space of time, the tie was turned on its head, 3 goals in a short period. I had it at Rangers, 3 goals from Motherwell in 12-minute spell, and it's over. So we can take pride in what we've done, but it's about what we're going to achieve and what we want to do, and, you know, what we want to, you know, finish a really successful season.
Lincoln were promoted today as well. We had the mini
Fantastic.
Silence, you know, and that was impeccable today. And I know you've got memories from that day, and we, you know, again, a poignant day for everybody here.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. The club do it so well as well, I've got to say, and it was, as you said, so well observed. Yeah, we've had a couple of special special days, and when we've needed to win, obviously Bobby's night when Big James got the winner for us against Northampton, that was a special night, and today was a special day. So again, it's all about, for me, it's about sending people home and seeing smiles on their faces. And going around on that lap of honour, it was just so, I was so proud, proud of everyone. So, as I say, we'll get carried away. We've got a lot of hard work to do, but it's something to relish and not fear. Mm.